Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is the last day of Hanukkah today. And at nightfall, no more Hanukkah, but at nightfall, it is the Sabbath, which is also a very major cause for Jewish celebration. We have some celebration due concerning the economy of the United States. Generally, it has begun to look very positive, very good. Why do people still feel so negative about the economic realities, aside from the fact they go to the market and they see the prices of everything and they buy gas, see the price of gas? Okay, we're going to speak about that with Peter Coy of the New York Times on the Fed's decision, the Dow's reaction, inflation, and a soft landing that everybody seems to want and now expect. How does all that play into 2024? We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show as well. We should also talk about two big new movies, both of them very enjoyable in their way. One of them, the latest Willy Wonka movie. It's not at all like the one from Johnny Depp 20 years ago, and not really that much in common with the one with Gene Wilder some 50 years ago. But the difference, well, this is a full-out movie musical. It stars Timothy Chalamet, and it's a prequel. It's about how Willy Wonka got into the chocolate business to begin with. We will be reviewing Wonka, and we'll also be reviewing a remarkable film. It really is one of the best of the year, and I'm making my list right now. But the movie I'm talking about here is American Fiction with Jeffrey Wright, which is about a black professor at the college level who writes novels that nobody reads or buys. So he decides to write, it's almost a parody novel of the, quote, the black ghetto experience, gangsta experience, and it becomes wildly successful. We'll get to that American Fiction as well on the Medved Show. But first up, it is time for our Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on the Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
And the winner is from exactly this date, December 15th, but of 2017. Rob called in from Olympia to talk about the opinion he had of religion. Listen.
So, I'm not Christian. Your call screener self-identified as a Christian, and you self-identify as an Orthodox Jew or Jew, as he said. I identify as an atheist. We're having a polite conversation in public, and somebody comes up to us and says, "Hi, I'd like to talk to you. My name is so-and-so, and I want to proclaim the graciousness of my Lord and Savior, Harry Potter."
I am the chosen one, divine.
We, all three of us, would look at that gentleman and say, "You need some top shelf psychotropic medications, and we would love to be able to give you help."
Expecto Patronum!
The difference between you, I, and your call screener is, I look at you guys as the same way.
Please hang up and try again.
You both have mental diseases, just like that gentleman does. You just don't realize.
What do you think you are, crazy or something? Well, you're not.
Do you think?
I see you. I see you in a perfectly clear light, and your religion is a mental disease. It's a Christian disease. It's an Islamic disease. It's a Jewish disease.
Do you believe that to be true for
all religions?
I understand, but do you believe it to be true for all of people who were religious believers in the past?
No, well, if they ditched their religious beliefs, they would be recovering.
Who comes to mind if I say, who do you, Rob in Olympia, Washington, who do you look up to, has lived a great life, made the most of his or her time on this planet?
Me, myself, and I.
You ask me if I have a God complex? Let me tell you something. I am God.
I give to charities. I'm in the process of changing laws for the betterment of my fellow humans.
I'll give you an answer. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln lived a great life. He was a religious believer. He came to it later in life.
Some people form mental illnesses later in life.
Okay.
And mentally ill people can live good lives. I see your mental illness, but you can't. And you're in denial of it, Mike.
Imagine there's no heaven.
And on the Michael Medved show, this, of course, pertains to a great big full-page ad that appeared yesterday in the New York Times. And it's a kind of ad that costs literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. And basically, it's the same kind of attack on religion that we had from that caller, Rob in Olympia, Washington, in 2076 years ago. And the full-page ad is from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. And we've had Dan Barker, who's the former Christian evangelist, who is now the co-president of this organization. And the ad says that this season of the winter solstice, may reason prevail. May the Freedom From Religion Foundation is working for a world in which religions that teach hate, sexism, racism, trans, and homophobia are not pandered to. War, violence, terror, and discrimination in the name of imaginary gods are no longer countenanced. Basing our convictions about religion on reason rather than faith, tradition, or authority, we believe that there is no God, there is no sin except ignorance and cruelty, there is no higher purpose except what we make for ourselves, there is no hell except what misguided humans make here on earth, there is no heaven except the paradise we could create here on earth. The only afterlife that should be of concern to any of us is leaving our descendants and earth, our pale blue dot, a secure and pleasant future. Join us, a Freedom From Religion Foundation. And then, of course, they have a solicitation for money, for contributions. So the basic question about religion being a mental illness or being an affliction in the world is to look at some of those societies that were most enthusiastic about undermining religion. And none of those societies have worked out particularly well. Now, you could say, well, there are countries in Europe that are very civilized, but those countries still have the basis for their culture. And I'm thinking of the Scandinavian countries or the Netherlands, certainly, where religion was different than it was in other countries and more tolerant in many ways. But the Dutch Reformed Church is a religion, and a pretty serious one. And the Lutheran world and so much of Scandinavia was also a basic element in those societies. I come much closer to home in understanding the answer to that claim that somehow it's a mental illness to believe. I know a lot of believers, and particularly Jewish believers, but also Christian believers a lot. And I can not only see, it's not what people tell me, it's what I can see with my own eyes and my own experience. Religion enriches your life. It doesn't detract from it. We'll be right back with Peter Coy of the New York Times on the improving economy and what it means.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Michael Medved show, it ends up that the stock market did well again today. The Dow hit a record as stocks capped the longest weekly winning streak since 2017. So what does all this good news mean? Does it mean that the soft landing that people had hoped for after the rise in interest rates and maybe the reduction of inflation beginning, are we headed in the right direction, actually? And what's the impact on the campaign ahead, the campaign that's going to dominate the year 2024? A great pleasure to speak to Peter Coy, who has been writing about economics, business, and finance for four decades, now writes for the opinion section in the New York Times. Peter, what do you make of the prospects for what people call a soft landing and the prospects of having a healthy economy in 2024? Well, we just had a... Sure. We are reconnecting here. In any event, there's a piece in the Wall Street Journal about this where the they ask a question of Tony Fabrizio, who is a Republican pollster and somebody who's been very much following all of the strong showings for President Trump. And they ask him, we now have on the show Peter Coy. Peter, I was just asking about the prospect of a soft landing, which people have been talking about longingly. Does the recent surge in the stock market and the prospect of the Fed actually reducing interest rates for the first time in a while, does that promise a potentially very healthy economy in 2024?
Well, I wouldn't say promise. I would say it definitely increases the likelihood. Things are going much better than a lot of people had any reason to expect, say, a year ago. The economy has remained strong even as inflation has fallen almost back to where the Fed wants it to be, namely 2% a year. So it's been really, really good, and that kind of explains why we had this big rally in the stock market. I happen to be one of those people who is still worried that we could have a recession in 2024. That seems to be more of a minority viewpoint than it was before, but I just think that the big interest rate increases the Fed has already put through are going to be doing damage to the economy in the year to come. You know, it's like a ship that changes course slowly. And so even if you decide now you want to reduce rates, the impact of the high rates are still being felt.
Okay, and when you say the chances for a recession, I mean, that's obviously what a lot of Americans continue to fear. When people are asked, is America headed in the right track, it's astonishing that we still are getting about three-quarters of the country, just a little bit less than three-quarters of the country, who say, no, we're headed in the wrong way, in the wrong direction.
Right.
What needs to happen for people to register what seems to have been a real improvement in the economic situation?
So I was on a conference call today with Lael Brainard, the chief economic advisor to President Biden, and she was asked exactly that question. And I think her point of view is it's partly just a matter of time. You know, people went through the trauma of the COVID epidemic and the related COVID deep, although brief, recession, and are still somewhat traumatized by that. And it's going to take time for people to get over that experience, that and then the subsequent high inflation. Our prices went up a lot. Wages have eventually caught up. So actually, inflation-adjusted wages are higher now than before the pandemic. It just doesn't feel that way to people. I think it's going to take just some time for people to get over what they've been through.
It's 11 months till the actual election, which is incredible.
Yeah.
1 month to the Iowa caucuses. So
yeah.
Clearly all of this has a great, great impact politically. In terms of the health of the market, the kind of indicators that people always evaluate, don't the experts have a correlation built up when generally if things are as solid as they look in terms of economic numbers, it benefits the party in power? Why would that not work this time?
Well, it's like a two-step process. You go from the economic indicators to the consumer sentiment and then to the election. And what we have a break in there. We have the economic indicators, but the sentiment hasn't kept pace. People, as you said, are still negative. So unless that connection can be made where people feel better, then it doesn't matter what the indicators say. They'll still it'll still be bad for Biden in 24.
Yeah, right now, I mean, one of the things that people were looking at is they're trying to wrap up Congress's business for the year and let people go home for the holidays and enjoy their eggnog and other Christmas spirits. With all of that happening, there was a mention of it's February when we run out of runway again and we have another potential government shutdown, spending crisis. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I've lost track, but I guess if February is the date, that's the date. It's just crazy. We just go from crisis to crisis, and it's not healthy for businesses that need to plan their investment. It's obviously no good for consumers either. So it'd be so great if we could kind of just get past the sloganeering and brinkmanship and just run the economy in a businesslike way.
What could Republicans offer as an alternative to Biden that would be constructive in that regard, getting us to have the government's contribution to the economy more organized on a business basis?
Well, it doesn't seem like Trump is, despite being a business person himself, is going to bring that calm, reasoned spirit that we probably need.
And this fact of a lack of a calm, reasoned spirit has not prevented a forbidding lead in terms of getting the Republican nomination, and even now against Joe Biden, potentially. Peter Coy, very much appreciate your joining us. You can read his latest columns. They're linked at our website, michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Israeli forces have acknowledged the responsibility for unintentionally causing the death of 3 hostages held by Hamas during a conflict in northern Gaza Friday. IDF troops fired upon them after initially perceiving them as a threat. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now entered its 70th day. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan visiting Israel on Friday.
There will be a transition to another phase of this war, one that is focused in more precise ways on targeting the leadership and on intelligence-driven operations.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu stated earlier this week that the war will persist until victory is achieved. A recently submitted lawsuit alleges that authorities are falling short in preventing environmental damage caused by Elon Musk's rocket launch pad in South Texas. In April, a test resulted in concrete being blown into the habitat of protected species. John Schaefer, USA News.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, there is actually more good news on the economy and the mortgage front. For the first time in more than a year, mortgages have fallen, the mortgage rate, below 7%. Now, 7% is still incredibly high compared to what Americans have gotten used to, and maybe that's one of the reasons that the good economic news has not taken hold of the American imagination or consciousness to any extent, at least not yet. But given the fact that we're 11 months away from the actual election, at some point, if the economic news continues to be positive, it probably will change. Right now, there's an editorial in the Wall Street Journal called Haley versus Trump versus Biden. And it makes the point that right now, President Trump has opened up a lead over Joe Biden in terms of the Real Clear Politics average that they're running in the seven key swing states. It's a lead in each state averaging over 5 points. That's very good news for Donald Trump. But what is not such good news for him is, as the Wall Street Journal points out, Trump's unfavorability rating is still 56%. And Biden's even worse at 61%. Most voters in both parties don't think Mr. Biden is up to the job of president for another 4 years, given the fact that he'd be 82 at the time of the next inauguration. Meanwhile, there's a new source of momentum. The candidate who in trial heats, the Wall Street Journal ran trial heat between Trump and Biden, where Trump is ahead by four. There was a trial heat between Biden and DeSantis, where they're tied, and then between Nikki Haley and Biden. Nikki Haley wins that trial heat by 17 points, which leads to a certain amount of exuberance by the governor of Connecticut, Chris Sununu, on CNN, talking about what's going on the ground in New Hampshire.
See, folks in New Hampshire won't make the decision till about now, as we've always talked about. And this is where the momentum is. We're at these town halls where, you know, typically if you get a couple hundred people in the room, that's pretty good. They turned 1,000 people away at the door the other night for Nikki Haley. And when she says, you know, raise your hand if you've never heard me speak, everyone's raising their hand. They're all new voters. They're all new individuals coming. There's DeSantis people, there's Trump people, there's Christie people. There's new people just coming to engage in the conversation. So the fact that it's all new, there's all this momentum, this is where the energy is, this is where you're going to see the gap start to really close.
And on the campaign trail, Nikki Haley was also asked to speak about the Biden administration's rift with Israel over the future and how this war comes to an end. Here is Governor Haley, former ambassador to the UN. Listen.
This is why none of our enemies fear us, is because they see exactly what Biden does. He did this with Ukraine, now he's doing it with Israel. Either you're a friend or you're not. And why are you taking the side of Hamas as opposed to Israel? If you say you're going to be with Israel and support Israel, then do that. But you don't start drawing conditions on what they can and can't do. This was a country that fell to her knees with the worst attack since the Holocaust. And now they're trying to eliminate Hamas, the ones that did this, which, by the way, should be personal for America, because 33 Americans were butchered on that day. We've got American hostages. Let them finish the job. Let them finish Hamas once and for all. Stop telling them what they can and can't do. And stop worrying about whether Hamas and the people of Gaza are okay. And start worrying about what are we really going to do to protect the security of Israel, which, by the way, protects the security of America.
That's Nikki Haley on Biden administration's attempting to give very strong, quote, guidance to Israel on how to pursue the ongoing war. That ongoing war has also led to all kinds of protesters, and one of them, one of the subjects of the protesters was the governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, and he was participating in a pro-Israel event when Governor Polis, who is Jewish, received this kind of reaction from the protesters. Clip four.
You're violating the global sovereignty of Israel to our city while they were committing genocide.
If you win that, I might ask a question in my life.
The JNF to our city while they have been
ethnically
conquering Palestinians for the past 120 years. You are advocating more for Israelis than you are advocating for Colorado.
But it's about how we can disagree in a constructive way that, you know, if somebody is making up their mind, how can you help inform that and lead to a better
outcome?
This involves two different wings of the Democratic Party. I mean, Governor Polis is a Democrat. And being attacked, and the line that she was making, which ought to be particularly dicey when you're attacking a Jewish governor of your state. You're the governor of Colorado, not the governor of Tel Aviv. The idea of supporting Israel in a struggle like this doesn't mean that you are supporting the U.S. less or putting anything else above the United States, because obviously if Hamas wins anything that looks like a victory here and is able to remain in power, then the continued instability, the promise of future violence, and the promise of a new rise in terrorism, where the U.S. is inevitably going to be targeted, that becomes a very real prospect. And also, John Kirby, Admiral Kirby, a spokesperson for the National Security Council of the administration, appeared on CBS to talk about the need to go forward with Ukraine aid. This is clip six.
Well, the House of Representatives has left for its Christmas work period or recess. That means the status of that supplemental funding request is at best in limbo, possibly dead until the new year. Your reaction?
Well, it's a dangerous time of the year to be walking away from Ukraine. This is not the time to go home for the holidays and to have eggnog. This is the time to step up and prove to the world and to Mr. Putin that we mean what we say when it's not okay for him to invade a neighboring nation. Our strong message to those House Republicans who decided to hold hostage Ukraine funding is stay in town, do the critical work. We're willing to sit down at the table and negotiate over issues like the border. This is now not the time to be walking away from Ukraine.
But they've left, Admiral Kirby. They're already gone.
I understand that. We'd like to see him come back, and we'd like to see him sit down and do what's right for Ukraine. This is, again, a critical time of the year, critical months ahead here. And as I also said, the president and our team are willing to sit down and negotiate. We're willing to have a constructive conversation about border security and even border policy. But you can't do that if the other partner decides to walk away.
And look, you have to wonder if there is any chance to bring Congress back to get that particular job done. Coming up, we have to bring you back two big movies, Wonka and American Fiction, which we will be reviewing right here on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And with the last moments of Hanukkah here as the sun is going down, the beginning moments of the Sabbath sort of take away some of that feeling of loss of the holiday season. Hoping that everybody has an enormously enjoyable, satisfying holiday Christmas season weekend. Maybe you'll even want to enrich that weekend or amuse yourself that weekend with some choices from Hollywood. The biggest movie being released today all around the country is called Wonka. And basically, this is not Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This is not Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. This is a prequel. And it's amazing when you think the first Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with Gene Wilder, that was 1971. So you're talking about a half century ago. This film uses some of the music that was contained in that first film, but most of the music is original. And frankly, it's not quite as outstanding as in the first film. But Timothy Chalamet is fine, and he's certainly less creepy than Johnny Depp, if not quite as otherworldly as Gene Wilder was when he played Willy Wonka. Willy Wonka, when you meet him here, is just sailing on a very handsome ship to a fantasy part of Europe, it would appear, but a world where his desire to sell most delicious, extraordinary chocolates is being stifled by a chocolate cartel of bad guys. And then he also has to face an Oompa Loompa. And the Oompa Loompa here is not someone who's working for Willy Wonka, not yet at least, and it's played by Hugh Grant. That's part of a cast that also includes Oscar winner Olivia Colman and others, as Willy faces his various challenges to getting his chocolate business started. Listen.
Willy Wonka's wild and wonderful Wishy Washy Wonka Walker. Please don't make me say that again.
The best chocolate in the world.
He's good. Too good. And anyone can afford them. Even the
poor.
He doesn't like it when people say poor.
Send Wonka a message.
Do not sell chocolate in this town!
You should stand up to those bullies.
I have an idea.
Where do we start?
Making chocolate, of course.
Okay, and there is, of course, scenes of people drowning in chocolate. There is a bit of violence and harshness that he has to deal with. A lot of it based upon the Roald Dahl book of years and years ago, which is much darker than any of the movie versions. This is a bright, colorful, pastel-tinted movie, and it has moments of real humor, not moments of too much magic, because the struggle about making chocolate seems a little bit parochial, and it might be difficult for kids to relate to. But the singing and dancing is adequate and solid, and generally the film, which is rated PG, is probably going to be interesting for kids of all ages. Thinking about 7-year-old, I know this film would have been very enjoyable for her. 2.5 stars for the better than okay Wonka. Again, it's as with so many films today, it runs about 2 hours, and not every moment is riveting as you might hope. 2 stars for the PG-rated Wonka. And a much different film is American Fiction, which is going to be an Oscar contender. It's already gotten some Golden Globes attention. American Fiction stars Jeffrey Wright as a struggling academic. He's a professor at some unidentified Western university, and then he goes back to Boston because of a crisis at work and family crisis. And it turns out that he has been struggling to make a career as a novelist. But his novels, just because he is black, happen to be classified at bookstores as black fiction, even though they're about ancient Greece. In any event, he decides to try to write something that lives up to some of the stereotypes that he sees around him that have become so popular. And what he writes, which is silly in its stereotypical portrayal of black dysfunctional life, single parents and gangsters and people living at the very edge, well, that becomes a huge hit because it conforms so much to racist stereotypes. And then the question is, what does he do with that success that he's achieved under a pseudonym? Listen.
Look at what they publish. Look at what they expect us to write.
I just want to rub their noses in it. Deadbeat dads, rappers, crack.
You said you wanted black stuff.
That's black, right?
I see what you're doing.
The dumber I behave, the richer I get.
This has gone too far.
Is it bad to cater to people's taste?
People want to love you, monk. You should let them love all of you.
Okay, there's a lot to love in this movie. It is warm. It is touching. It's based on a novel called Erasure from a couple of years ago. And part of what makes the film work so well is not only the ideas that it is putting forward about patronizing stereotypes, but the characters themselves. Jeffrey Wright is wonderful. He deserves a Best Actor nomination, at least. And he is deeply sympathetic, and you can understand his relationship with his mother, who is played by Leslie Uggams, if you remember her. She is suffering from some degeneration cognitively. There's also a love interest played by Erica Alexander, and a brother who is also struggling and trying to find a place. What's fascinating about it is it's, on the one hand, a warm family drama with sympathetic but very imperfect people, and the other hand, a social satire, which goes in unexpected directions. It is highly watchable. There's a wonderful piano score, piano-only score, in the film that helps with every scene. And the film is rated R, well, partially because one of the things that it mocks is an absolute obsession with use of a particular word starting with F. The way it plays with stereotypes and how destructive they can be and how silly, really, they can be is profound. 3 stars for American Fiction. And actually, I do believe that when I complete next week my list of the best of the year for 2023, American Fiction will be included. Don't forget to subscribe today to our new Substack newsletter, Michael Medved's Context, placing today's big events in the perspective of past and future. Go to michaelmedved.substack.com and sign up today. We have a brand new podcast there about the myth that Israel's military might was built through U.S. aid. Why is that a myth? Well, go listen at our Substack account. Coming up on Monday, we will be talking about a new poll that claims that of Palestinians who live in Gaza and the West Bank, 70% say they support Hamas. And there are also 90% who want Abu Mazen, the Mahmoud Abbas, the head of the Palestinian Authority, to resign. And the WSJ, the Wall Street Journal, says, "You asked for it, America. The prospect of a Biden-Trump rematch shows how far U.S. democracy has fallen. And who do we have to blame? Ourselves. Why? How? We will get to all of that when we return after this holiday weekend in this greatest nation on God's green earth."
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug. It's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.